Six candidates are running for three open seats on the Decatur Public School Board of Education. All participated in a forum last week by the Coalition of Neighborhood Organizations. When asked about the role schools should play in teaching about Black history and LGBTQ issues, Mark Reynolds said he supports restrictions.
I don't believe in banning books, but I believe in books being age-appropriate for the audience. I don't want a third grader reading about two men having sex together.
There's no evidence third graders are reading about sex in school libraries. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, age-appropriate sex ed doesn't begin until sixth grade, and families can always opt out of the courses. Misty Franck believes parents should also be able to opt out of Black history and other classes.
If we're going to teach children history that may be contradictory to their parents' beliefs, the parents should be notified in writing.
Illinois law requires public schools to teach one unit of Asian history and one unit of Black history, including prior to slavery. Hannah Wolf said schools should be inclusive of all families.
If Jim has two dads, then Jim has two dads, and that's just what reality is, and not something that is age appropriate or not.
The lone incumbent, Bill Clevenger, says school staff should be responsible for deciding curriculum. Jacob Jenkins says districts have to follow state laws and schools should focus on increasing literacy rates.
This is one of those questions that sometimes divide people, but right now I'm worried about making sure our kids can read first.
Will Wetzel agreed with Jenkins. I'm Emily Hayes.